Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live, and phones are open. If you want to join us here, you can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We will talk to you about absolutely anything that happens to be on your mind. Coming up here tonight, a pretty interesting headline that most Americans now see the FBI as Biden's Gestapo.
Wow, that's so annoying.
Why is it annoying, Bonnie? By the way, Ian and Bonnie here tonight. Matt may be joining us as well.
It's like what my parents said the other day. My dad was like, this is bigger than Watergate ever was because there are multiple federal agencies colluding together. I was like, Dada, they all collude together. That's what they do. They all have the same bosses, so of course they all collude together. It's just annoying that Trump... Okay, I'm happy that Trump people are waking up to the corruption of the FBI and the federal government, but it's just annoying. And it's also annoying how they compartmentalize things, like the FBI is corrupt, not necessarily everyone in the federal system, or not necessarily the system itself. We can just replace it with good people. Put the good people in the positions of power that the people who were put into positions of power got corrupted already. You know, the situation happened already. People that seemed fine got put into positions of power. They're not just corrupt, but evil psychopaths. We can just find new people to replace it with. That's what my dad's at. That's what all Trumpers seem to be at with this.
Sure. That's a pretty common mythology when it comes to government, is that, oh, well, you know, government bad when the other guy's in charge. But when it's our guys, then it's okay. Matt's joining us. Welcome, sir. Oh, let me unmute your mic. That would help as well.
Oh, there we go. Hello, everybody.
There you are. All right. Like I was saying, the news is apparently that most Americans see the FBI as Biden's Gestapo. We can get into that coming up here in moments. Plus, Karen lost big time yesterday in New Hampshire as she was attempting to challenge the state reps who had voted in favor of letting the people of New Hampshire vote for independence. She went after all 14, technically it was 13 that voted for it, but 14. There was a 14th guy that sponsored the bill but then voted against it. Weird.
Was that Tarosian?
Yeah, some guy named Peter Tarosian. So he doesn't deserve much mention except for, you know, giving him the Turncoat Award or the Benedict Arnold treatment or whatever.
That's why I never knew his name.
Both sides are probably saying that about him.
Yeah. What's that, Bonnie?
That's why I never knew his name. Is whenever people were talking about Peter Tarosian was also in this, I was like, he was one of the 13. I didn't remember that, but
he was one of the 7 founders of the bill or the sponsors of the bill, but did not vote for it. I think he actually voted against it. It wasn't that he didn't show up that day. He voted against it.
After you spoke for secession at that Resolve Initiative thing a month ago, he came up later and he was like, yeah, I get the secession thing, but I don't think it's the right way to do things.
All
unprompted, you know, like nobody asked that. It's like he wanted to get out in front of, I'm not the secession guy. Even though the whole room cheered, so he was kind of in a weird place. He's like, I see where everyone's coming from, but I don't think it's the right way to go. It's something really milquetoast like that.
Yeah. So we can talk about that, but Dominic's actually on the line to start things out here. He's in Kentucky. Go ahead, Dominic.
Hey guys, I wanted to give credit to the BBC for actually doing a fair reporting and base reporting about the student loan issue. So
the student loan issue is that Biden has announced they're going to be crediting people $10,000 on federally issued student loans. Is that my understanding on that correct?
Exactly, yeah. Okay. $10,000. So I got contacted by a journalist in the BBC, I think on Wednesday night, asking for my thoughts on the matter.
How did they find you?
And so what happened was I left comments about Joe Jorgensen's campaign in 2020, and they kept me in their database of U.S. voters.
Meaning you left comments on the BBC's website?
About Joe Jorgensen's presidential campaign, okay. Yeah. So he asked me my thoughts and my situation. You can look at the story. It's on the front page of the BBC website right now. I got a second job in, you know, I was about $22,000 in debt, and I got a second job to work hard to pay it off. And anyway, I got the BBC to report on their front page earlier today, and I have a screenshot of it, actually said, it's immoral for taxpayers to be forced to pay, which was part of my quote.
Wow.
They took part of what I said and took it out of context, but I still was able to spread the message of liberty, and they ended the article with what I had to say. It was pretty amazing.
That's pretty impressive.
Nice job, dude.
Way to go. That was a good one.
Yeah, so the only thing they didn't include was that I mentioned that the government are the ones who created this student loan bubble in the first place. They didn't cover that, but they covered my quote, and here's what I said. I said, just like it's immoral for taxpayers to be forced to pay for corporations' bad financial decision-making, it's immoral for taxpayers to be forced to pay for individuals' bad financial planning. They covered my quote, and I want to give them credit for putting the truth out there.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's really impressive that they went with a whole quote.
Yeah, I'm amazed.
Mm-hmm. Cool, man. Thanks for sharing that with us.
I was just thinking that journalist, that might be good to reach out to him about the CryptoSys case. If he was open to what I had to say, he might be open to, you know, about the tragedy that the government gang did to you guys.
Well, feel free to follow up with him and point him in our direction. I mean,
absolutely.
You know our contact info, so yeah.
And, you know,
best
it might be a good
that.
Time for that too, because with the FBI being on the hot seat for a lot of people right now, it might be a good idea to point out how many they're definitely being used as a political oppression.
Absolutely,
they're genuinely a Gestapo.
I'm just what
other people
always
are catching
been there
up.
For.
They always have been. They always have.
Remember
that.
Back when they wrote a threatening letter to Martin Luther King while he was in jail?
Yeah.
What did it say?
I don't have it in front of me, but it basically told him that he should commit suicide, from what I understand.
Yeah, they told Martin Luther King he should commit suicide.
Oh, my God.
To John Lennon, too, right, for being a peace activist?
Wow.
Wouldn't surprise me. I don't know the details on it, but, yeah, wouldn't surprise me
How
at all.
Do you find that many dirtbags? Like, well, how do you interview for the FBI job? Like, who are the people doing the interviews, and what? There's got to be some criteria that they go by. Must, you know, personality exams that you take. Like, I didn't know they had those for... I've read a ton of those personality exams you take before you hire somebody, and none of them have... This person's an absolute psychopath, scumbag, you know, at the bottom along the red,
well,
or anything, you know.
I'm sure that they can determine that with the types of tests that you take to get into the military and police, because you take, like, the ASVAB, which is, it's, like, all kinds of subjects, but also psychologically screens you. Mm-hmm. Maybe not the ASVAB itself, but I know you take the ASVAB to get into the military, and you take either that has a psychological part, or... You take another one that's psychological screening, and they say it's because we don't want to get people who are depressed and going to quit, which makes sense. That makes sense, too. But I think it's
also
to...
They just want people who will kill innocents without questioning their orders.
Right.
They want to screen for that.
Dominic, anything else you want to share tonight?
That's all. I hope you guys have a great night.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, I found the story here, the BBC coverage. Student debt forgiveness, relief for some, immoral to others, by Sam Cabral, posted 8 hours ago. So, very cool.
I do have some questions about it. They're giving $10,000 credits to everyone who has, like, over $10,000.
Federal loans, specifically. So if you got a private loan, you don't get the credit. That's what I heard today.
I've seen people say, well, does this mean I don't have to pay back my Pell Grant?
That's the military thing, right?
No.
What's
no,
the
that's
Pell
just
grant?
A grant that you can... I don't think so. I mean, okay. I got a Pell Grant at one point a long time ago.
Okay.
So I never went in the military.
That's like GI Bill is what you're thinking.
Yeah, GI Bill's
well,
the military.
Well, grant isn't a loan. It's
right.
A grant.
It's a grant. That's the funny thing. That's proof of how little understanding people have of what they're doing when they're going into college. They don't realize that, they're just giving them money, and they don't even know that it's a loan. They don't know the difference between a loan and a grant.
Nope. They don't teach you that in high school, right? The number here is 603-283-6160. You can join the show whether you want to comment on the federal loans, the FBI, Gestapo, That's what most Americans are apparently saying about it, according to a Rasmussen poll. We can talk about that. Plus, Karen lost at the Ballot Law Commission in a 5-0 total shutout vote by the commission.
Go,
I'll tell you more about it all coming up on...
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
GCN's policy is open forum avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and you can join us here if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, a surprising poll showing a majority of Americans consider the FBI to be Biden's Gestapo. With you in the studio tonight, though, is Ian,
Matt,
and Bonnie.
Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. That's kind of what we do here on Free Talk Live. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We'll also get into Karen and the 5-0 decision against Karen yesterday.
Karen failed.
Yeah, Karen failed big time, and it was really... It was nice to see. It was nice to watch that happen. Bonnie, you and I were there to see it happen live. The video, I'm still working on it. Hopefully it'll be out maybe later tonight or tomorrow at the latest. But let's go first to somebody else who is on the scene. Dave Ridley is on the line calling from New Hampshire. Go ahead, Ridley.
Yeah, I saw something. I know this Karen thing is very important, but I saw something on Twitter a couple days ago that's pretty time sensitive, and I should bring it up first.
Okay.
And I thought it would. But I guess it's a quote. It's a message that says, quote, the greatest place on earth, and so I just say, okay, quote, contact at @made_CJ for an opportunity to be paid $20 an hour to help door knock for candidates in pivotal races, unquote. So liberty activists, I guess, are hiring
Americans for prosperity.
You can, okay, somebody's hiring apparently, and you can apparently get paid. If this is correct, you can get paid to campaign.
Yeah, that beats working at Dunkin' Donuts for $15 an hour. I mean, it is.
Yeah, I think they're doing $15 an hour, right?
He said 20.
Oh, 20. And you get to go out and look at things, just have to talk to people. A lot of times people will be like, I don't want to talk. And you're like, okay, I'm going to carry on my stroll down the street.
You get paid to walk and get a little exercise and meet the good people of New Hampshire. You've done this, Bonnie.
Yeah,
you didn't
but
work
not for them.
Yeah, you didn't work for AFP. You worked for Young Americans for Liberty, who are also here in New Hampshire right now.
But
they're
pay
doing
less.
Door knocking. Yeah, they're only doing what, like 15?
Yeah.
But they pay less.
So, why not go with AFP if you make $20 an hour?
And I think Americans for Prosperity is more principled, right?
I don't know.
They're more libertarian, I think.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think Young Americans for Liberty tends to be a little more Republican.
It's like conservatarian. It's like they do that thing where it's better for this person to win than the other person.
I think AFP is also kind of conservative-leaning.
I don't know, one guy in there loves, works towards getting, like, psychedelics legalized. That's, not too conservative.
Okay. All right, that's good.
That's the guy who's tagged CJ Made
Christopher
Maidment.
Oh yeah, Chris Maidment, of course.
Yeah, they're also doing cool stuff. The AFP, Americans for Prosperity, they've got this campaign called the True Cost of Washington, where they go and they partner up with a gas station, and they subsidize, using donations, I guess, from their supporters, they subsidize the price of a gallon of gas at the gas station, and they'll drop the price to like $2.38 a gallon, which apparently was the amount that it was when Biden took office. And they'll do it for, 4 hours or some limited amount of time, and literally have a line of
cars. For a mile.
Yeah, around a block or whatever. People, the word gets out. It gets out fast, right? Mm-hmm. Like, word spreads. Like, oh my God, you can fill up your tank for $2.38. People go crazy. And the whole point is to bring attention to the crazy rise in prices due to politics.
Okay, I was going to say, it's just since Biden took office,
correct. That was pretty cool, Ridley. Thanks for the heads up. So that could be something for people who are looking to make a few extra bucks, maybe looking for a way to finance a move to New Hampshire.
Good idea.
That's kind of what I did Young Americans for Liberty for. Like, I wanted an excuse to be able to come up here and see what it was like. I didn't, really want to work for Young Americans for Liberty, but I also thought I was going to be working for more libertarians when I got here. I was working for so many Republicans. It was heartbreaking.
Yeah, sounds like it was tough.
Well, in New Hampshire, we got a lot of Liberty people running as Republicans. So.
Yeah. Oh, no. They're all Republicans, but it's just some of them are like, you can tell that they're libertarian. Like, I knocked for Matt Santanastasso, but I also knocked for this lady in Maine that is pro, no abortions even for rape.
Yeah, there's a huge range of Republican, quote-unquote, viewpoints in New Hampshire. And a great example of this right now has to be the race between Lily Tang Williams, who is a libertarian migrant from China.
Victim of communism.
Yeah, the real deal. And she's got a national profile. She's been on Tucker Carlson. She's been interviewed all over the place.
And she's fantastic.
Media. She's a great, great speaker. And she's got a very interesting story, personal story.
We put a sign up for her today.
We did. And she's great. And she's a Free State Project mover. she's up against the mayor of Keene, New Hampshire, who's a total, like...
Flip-flopper.
Well, flip-flopper is a good way to put it, but he's a total politician. And I got to show this to you, Matt. There's a you should get up and grab the flyer for this guy. It's right there on the stairs on your stack of mail. He sent you mail today. This guy who is you called him a flip-flopper, Bonnie.
Oh, is this the Hansel guy?
This is the mayor of Keene, which is where we do this show. It's the city in the southwest corner of New Hampshire. But he wants to be a U.S. representative, and he is running against Lily Tang Williams, who's an actual libertarian running as a Republican. This guy is pitching himself as a law and order conservative. She's the most generic sounding political pitch flyer.
His girlfriend is literally like a head of some Democratic organization here. She's a Democrat.
Yes. And he showed up at the Black Lives Matter thing here a couple of years ago.
So he's
playing all sides.
Yeah. He's trying to say he's protecting us.
Conservative George Hansel fought to stop Keene from becoming sanctuary city. Hansel beefed up the police budget as mayor, and he stood by our cops to keep drugs off our streets.
God. It's just despicable.
It says he fought against the Mexican cartels, like during New Hampshire. Yeah, was going to keep cartel out. Oh my god!
The only Mexicans in Keene is like a handful of them that work at the Mealisco.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to have more of them in New Hampshire.
It's just funny that he made it seem like he's like fighting off the cartels. He's out there hitting them off with a stick, and there's so many cartel members trying to get
him. He looks like a chode.
He's so milquetoast. I think Lily's got a real chance. There's also a third guy in the race who's also pretty typical Republican.
And he's not trying that hard. It's like Lily's trying way harder than him, so I hope that she can win.
Interestingly, it's a close race as well, where recent polls have shown them floating around 10% each. And Lily's behind. She's like 9%, and the others are 10 and 12%, but that's still pretty close. And the supermajority of people are completely undecided on that race. So it's going to be an interesting shakeout on that. So, Ridley, you were there yesterday with Bonnie and I and maybe a couple dozen other activists. We packed the room at this ballot law commission meeting where Karen, a woman actually named Karen, Karen Steele.
Oh, I thought that was a joke.
No, dude.
It was Karen Steele.
Karen Sue Steele was her name. And she brought a petition to take the 13 of the what we call the independent 13, or what I've been calling the independent 13, the people who voted to allow the people of New Hampshire to vote on the question of declaring peaceful independence. That's all they did. They said, let's put this question on the ballot. They unfortunately were up against 330 others who said, no, we don't think the people should be able to vote on this. And this lady said, oh my God, this is the end of the world. We have to stop these people from ever becoming a state rep again. And she went to the ballot law commission to try to prevent them from getting on the ballot ever again. And she went down in flames. Ridley, do you have time to comment from your perspective on this?
Yeah.
Stand by. We'll bring Dave Ridley back because he was there with his camera in hand.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A top Fed Reserve official said he'd toss a coin to decide on a potential interest rate hike next month. Speaking to the Wall Street Journal, Atlanta Fed President Rafael Bostic says he's unsure how much the central bank would raise rates. Specifically, he was talking about either a half point or three quarters of a point increase. Investigators say the McKinney fire in California was potentially sparked by a 60-foot-tall ponderosa pine leaning on power lines. The largest fire in the state, burning over 60,000 acres and killing four people, is still under investigation. A federal judge is getting ready to decide if the affidavit used to execute the search warrant at former President Trump's home in Florida will be unsealed. This comes after the Justice Department submitted its proposed redactions. USA Radio News. Students, activists, and advocates are gathering in Lafayette Square in Washington, D.C. to celebrate President Biden's decision to forgive some federal student loans. The president of the National Education Association, Rebecca Pringle, says the federal student loan forgiveness was desperately needed.
For decades, we have struggled with a student loan crisis that holds back our community, our economy, and crushes the dreams of millions of Americans.
People who make less than $125,000 a year are eligible to receive up to $10,000 in federal student loans forgiven. Tennis star Novak Djokovic says he won't compete in this year's U.S. Open. This comes as Djokovic remains unvaccinated against COVID-19 and can't travel to the United States as a result. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. We're just about to talk about Karen and her major failure yesterday. Thank goodness. And that is what people were predicting, to be fair. The state reps, the 13 state reps that she was trying to take out of their seats, who most of whom refused to attend said hearing yesterday. Although our very own Matt Santanastasso, the rep from this area, who was one of the co-sponsors of the bill to allow the people of New Hampshire to vote on whether or not they thought that New Hampshire should be an independent nation and declare peaceable independence from the United States. Those reps, those 13 reps, she was trying to take them out of their seats and prevent them from ever running again. She went up in front of the what they call the Ballot Law Commission yesterday. And the room was packed with people that supported independence. She had one woman with her who was like her bodyguard almost.
Oh, God.
I got up and...
her name's Kathy.
Her name is Kathy with a K. So you literally had Karen...
Shady Kathy and Karen.
And Kathy. And they're both leftist activists in New Hampshire. After Karen was done and she got rejected by the Ballot Law Commission in a 5-0 vote, where the commission basically said, this is not our jurisdiction, we don't handle constitutional questions, because she was saying that it's a violation of the U.S. Constitution's 14th Amendment to do this, to put forward such a ballot measure for people to vote on.
And they said, we don't have jurisdiction to interpret the Constitution. And the guy said, one of the guys on the board said, the slope will get real slippery real fast if we start doing this. Like, imagine what like people that come after them saying like you can't talk, bring up any bills about this and that and thing that Karen likes and thing that Karen hates, you know, in the future because they think that they can determine what bills people can bring up due to the, you know, 13th Amendment. Or
yeah,
whatever.
They shouldn't be doing anything with this. And so they made the right choice, even though they personally may be against secession. One of them made that comment. Basically, the chairman
of the
commission.
He said it was abhorrent.
Yeah, the chairman of the commission, no fan of secession, but to his credit, he put his personal opinion aside and said, vote
it's
against,
not my business.
Go home, lady. You know, you don't need to be here. This is not the right venue for this.
It was basically a Karen escalation to the management fail.
That's right. So, Ridley, you were there observing all of this, and just wanted to get your thoughts on what happened yesterday.
Well, yes, he had all these claims that, you know, she thought our people were being unconstitutional. I kept thinking when I was in a state of fish that I was allowed to see.
You're in a bad cell or you got a bad connection. I don't know if you're indoors or if you can step outside. That might help.
Okay, yeah, I'm moving.
All right, so, that helped. Thank you.
Yeah, like, she had all these claims that, you know, we weren't constitutional. But I kept wanting to say, if the federal government doesn't follow its constitution, why do we have to follow it?
To leave, right? Why do we have to follow it in a way to let us leave? They're not following theirs.
Well, as was pointed out, there are no provisions in the Constitution to leave. And that means that it's up to the states to decide when and how they want to leave. Because the Constitution's 10th Amendment, the U.S. Constitution's 10th Amendment says anything that's not specifically mentioned in the Constitution is
the state's rights.
Yes, the states that handle that.
You know, I could mention something in the Constitution that undermines each of her constitutional arguments if I wanted to. But again, even if she were making a great constitutional argument against it, the fact remains that the federal government's not following its constitution. Why do we have to?
That's a great point.
Yeah, that is good. The other thing I thought that was an interesting takeaway from this was even though it wasn't their jurisdiction, they still did ask the Attorney General. They have, like, on this commission, they have somebody from the Attorney General's office, so one of the assistant Attorney Generals sitting on the commission. And so,
counsel?
Yeah, they basically go to him and they say, well, what do you think about this? And so that's what they did in this case. They wanted to get his, input. And he said he did some research. He looked at the case law or whatever, and he said it's pretty clear that insurrection and rebellion, which are what are cited in the 14th Amendment as things that would disqualify you from running for office in the United States, that insurrection and rebellion involve the use of violence. And it's pretty clear that a ballot measure
is not an act of violence.
It's not overt violence in any way, shape, or form.
He pointed out the ballot measure used the word peaceably.
Oh, did the AG mention that too?
Yep.
Okay, good. And again, all this will be on video once we get the full footage out, and that'll be within the next couple of days. But that was good because she was actually trying to make the argument, well, insurrection doesn't have to mean violence. And then further, she made the argument that even speaking words against the government is giving, quote-unquote, aid or comfort to the enemies of the United States. So that was one of her most out there kind of arguments, and one of the state reps kind of batted that back at her at one point, basically saying, who's the enemy here?
Not the state reps, the board.
I think some of them are state reps on that commission. It's like, well, who's the enemy? Who are you talking about? I mean, it's pretty clear who she thinks the enemy is. Mm-hmm. It's anyone who supports
secession.
Well,
tell them who she said was the enemy.
I don't remember.
She said ShireSociety.com and NHExit.us.
She went through a laundry list of our websites.
Did she?
Yes.
Shire Society?
But yeah. She did say she couldn't give you any names of the people to operate them, so she's a horrible researcher.
She is, just FYI, she's clearly just an operative of put it this way, there's what, 6,000 free staters in the state now or something like that?
And several thousand, sure.
Yeah, just a few thousand. And they've been so effective at what they're doing, that they have got this behemoth Democrat party that is heavily funded, completely on the ropes. They are nervous. They are losing.
They're desperate. They're active, desperate,
and they are activating now. And they're starting to pour money into their activation now, but they still look and sound super desperate, and they are overplaying their hand.
And I don't remember what it was she said, but there was something in an article that came out later where somebody, some reporter that was there interviewed her, and there was something that she said where she used the word we or we think or something like that, made it obvious that she was an operative, and I said that to Ian. I was like, she's obviously working for someone who wanted to use someone else as the face of this.
Hmm. Which, you know, I think now would be a great time for Free Staters, for especially new movers. This is a great thing that new movers could do because they don't have facial recognition on them and, you know, the dossiers on them, is come to New Hampshire, get into the local Democrat Party.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now is the time, because all they're going to see is a bunch of new faces, and they're going to say, wow, look at this influx of support.
Our outreach worked.
Our outreach worked. Because normally, in order to get even to walk into a Democrat meeting in New Hampshire, are going to get your picture taken probably, and they're going to want to know who you are.
They're going to look into you.
They're very paranoid.
Yeah, so it would be best if you're going to do this, if you're going to run with Matt's idea, which I've always thought is a good idea, is that you have a clear Google search, internet search history.
Don't exist.
So just change your name.
That's an option, yeah.
Maybe somebody can come here and change their name. Be a Democrat.
And don't change it to Freeman anything. Or nobody.
What's a good Democrat last name?
David Muse.
Cucksworth.
Karen.
All right, Ridley, what else, man? Any other comments?
Oh, just go to RidleyReport.com and you can see all my ambush interviews of the pro-DC people.
Oh, yeah. He did a good ambush interview kind of Karen, where he said, why are you allying yourself with the federal government that runs torture camps? And she just goes, and rolls her eyes.
And the true answer to that is she has no idea. She's just a Karen. She is insipid and running on an operating system that is skin deep at best.
Thanks, Ridley, for the call tonight. That's RidleyReport.com. I'll have to check those out later because I didn't know they were already
Ridley
available.
Ridley Report's awesome.
Yeah, I didn't know they were already out. Nice job, Ridley. Appreciate the call tonight. The number here is 603-283-6160, and I had to thank Karen when she came out the door. We waited for her, by the way.
Of course.
For like more than an hour, I think we waited out there because she waited to the end of the meeting. She knew we were waiting. As far back as she could.
I walked past her and said, sorry, Karen.
And I just said, I had to thank you, Karen, for all this wonderful publicity that you've given us.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. And take control of the airwaves. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. It's a great source for learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Get started by clicking Get Started at the top of the page. It's that simple. They'll give you some introductory videos. If you are a real-time crunch, just watch the first one. Spend a whole 3 minutes learning some of the basics about crypto. You can dig in deeper, of course, if you want to, and they've got the resources there. And I recommend you do that before you decide to get into doing something like, oh, I don't know, purchasing some crypto. Remember, you don't need to buy a whole Bitcoin. You could buy a fraction of a Bitcoin or a fraction of a Bitcoin Cash, whatever it is that you can afford. But you got to get some of the basic concepts down. There are some new ideas here, and there's some good ideas. I recommend you take a look over at Bitcoin.com and click Get Started right there at the top of the
page. You know what I've been doing? When people on Twitter, like silly trolls, come to me anytime I bring up like the crypto six and say, blah, 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 crypto is money and blah, just stupid things like that. Anytime somebody comes to me and says some ignorant thing about crypto, instead of arguing with them about what it is, mm-hmm. I've been just posting the Get Started. That's just all I reply.
So I can just learn.
Just saying you
to.
Need to learn what crypto is. Get started at the top of this page.
Bitcoin.com. We go to Tony. He's in Los Angeles listening to us or watching on our Odyssey channel, which is video.freetalklive.com. Welcome, Tony.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was going to mention, you know, about the left-right paradigm, but also my second point I wanted to talk about was crypto or blockchain in general.
Sure.
And, you know, my opinion is not very popular, but basically, I'm not. I started early on, probably earlier than most in crypto. I bought my first Bitcoin at $13.
Wow!
On Mt. Gox.
Nice.
Yeah.
On Mt. Gox. I hope you didn't keep it there.
So, yeah. So I've been in the crypto space for a really long time, and at that time it was all about, you know, using Bitcoin to get out from middlemen banks, right? And
yeah.
Over time, the space has become totally co-opted with, I want to get a Lambo, you know, these altcoins and coming in and doing these sort of like New World Order projects where it's tracking and surveillance and identity monitoring, all this kind of stuff. No one is talking at all. You go in some of these chat rooms and Telegram, no one is talking about using crypto really as money. You have a really tiny percentage of people talking about using, you know, maybe Monero, these types of coins, but it's so fringe that at the end of the day, it's not really going to affect very much change. And so I've completely kind of changed my opinion on the crypto space. Yeah. My feeling is that if you trace this back to MIT, this is nothing, you know, that can't be researched by anyone. If you go to MIT labs and you look at the fact that Jeffrey Epstein was donating or giving money to MIT labs and also inviting Brock Pierce down to his island when he was having his mind shift.
Brock Pierce, by the way, is one of the founders of Tether, which is the world's most popular so-called stablecoin. And stablecoins, for listeners that don't know, is they're crypto tokens that are supposedly backed by a thing. In this case, the USDT is Tether, and it supposedly is backed by the US dollar, although there's many people that question the veracity of that claim, and there hasn't been much evidence, from what I understand, posted by Tether to prove those claims. Brock actually used to be an actor, like a child actor in the Mighty Ducks. He's kind of known for that.
Oh, then we should definitely trust him when it comes to cryptocurrency.
And we've had him on the show in the past, and he was one of the slipperiest people we've ever talked to. He was running for president at the time. Mark wanted us to talk to him. Normally, we don't talk to politicians here, but since he was a crypto guy, and we'd had him on previously just from, like, one of the crypto conventions, and he just he wouldn't answer a straight question about whether or not, you know, he supported Ross Ulbricht being out of prison. He wouldn't give us
a
straight answer.
That's an easy one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I hammered him on it. And anyway, go ahead. What else do you want to say about it?
Yeah, so, I mean, I would direct people. There's an article by The Hollywood Reporter where you can read up a little bit more about his origins as a child actor and actually his affiliation with a couple of really shady characters. One of them was named Mark Rector, and they were essentially hosting these parties where they would invite young underage teenage boys and also directors, the likes of Bryan Singer. And I think you guys might be familiar with some of the trouble that Bryan Singer has gotten into. He's made settlements out of court for supposedly abusing or assaulting underage boys. So, you know, Brock has been around this. Hollywood in general, we know, is steeped in this kind of stuff. It's, it's not a secret, right? So Brock, you could say, was part of this network, you know, dare we say, like the pedophile-type network. So is it too far of a stretch to put two and two together to say that, well, Epstein reached out to someone in the network and said, okay, you are being tapped as the face man to branch out and build out the blockchain ecosystem? Brock started blockchain.
You mean, can I stop you there? Are you saying you mean instead of just having Bitcoin, you're going to be the face of altcoins? Is that what you mean by branching out?
Well, yeah, building out the ecosystem in general, right? So using funds. Now, this guy is a billionaire, right? Same way Epstein is a billionaire, even though no one knows how Epstein made his money, right? He had one client, and even guys on Wall Street were like, who is this guy? Where does money come from, right? So it's pretty well known that, you know, Epstein is kind of, he was a creation. Somebody made him, right? And he invited people to the island to blackmail them to then later control them.
Mm-hmm.
So he has that kind of resource, right? Probably a state actor.
An intelligence agency, sure.
Correct. Intelligence agency is right. Mm-hmm. So is it a stretch to then expand that and say, well, you know, Brock was probably brought in. You know, there's a lot to say. He started Blockchain Capital with a couple of other partners, right? And so they're seeding all of these startups who then build up the infrastructure of something that the developers initially believe this is going to be beneficial for humanity, the same way the internet started. The internet started was completely, it's full of promises. It's going to be a level playing field, right? You're going to be able to start your own website, free flow of information, blah, blah, blah. Fast forward to today, it's completely the opposite of that, right? A concentration of companies control the majority of the traffic on the internet. Something like 95% of websites aren't even indexed by Google. When you do certain searches, they're only returning the results that they want you to see. Certainly, there are no conspiracy, a lot of conspiracy topics. You have to go 10 pages deep to even find them, right?
Same Tony, I get where you're coming from here. I mean, what you're saying makes sense as far as, yeah, we've definitely seen that shift with the internet. It is not the freewheeling place. It does not feel like that, like it once was. It was at one time, and now it is definitely more centralized, I think, than it's ever been. Most people spend their time exclusively on centrally controlled social media sites, and they don't go anywhere else. They certainly don't go to the places you're talking about. We had Olivia call in a couple of weeks ago pointing out that Google results are restricted to no more than like 20 to 40 pages now. You can't,
yeah,
even though there's a billion results.
And they just repeat. The results,
yeah,
just repeat page after page.
The same thing. I wasn't on that show, but I listened to Olivia's call, and mm-hmm, it's just so annoying. It's like anytime I'm like, oh, this surely exists out there in the world, in the market, the whole entire world that I can access via the internet, I'm going to try to buy a thing like this, or I need something like this. I look it up, and it's just like, you only get the things that are advertised. Advertised. You can't get past advertisements anymore. You keep seeing this. It's, like you said, repeating things. Like, it won't say it's an advertisement, but you see the same website, and you just would have to go through 100 pages to stop seeing the same four websites.
Right.
And it's really annoying.
And then recently, of course, there was the Tornado Cash situation where the U.S. federal government gang announced that essentially code, computer code, is now sanctioned, which means that anybody that interacts with the Tornado Cash smart contract on the Ethereum blockchain is now committing a felony act in the United States. And then what we saw happen after that was that there's all these quote-unquote decentralized finance organizations that fell right in line and started banning all of the addresses on the Ethereum blockchain that had interacted with the Tornado Cash block, with the Tornado Cash contract. So then we got to see who was the real decentralized finance, which is to say people that didn't do anything about it, and then who did. And like a lot of these DeFi companies or decentralized autonomous organizations revealed that they are actually quite centralized, in fact. But there's more to say about it. And Tony, if you want to stick around, you're welcome to. We'll continue the discussion coming up here in moments, because I think despite all that, I'm not giving up on crypto.
No way.
There's more.
It's just
coming
a tool.
Up.
You can use it for bad.
Right. It's free talk.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.